Well, if he doesn't come, I don't know, something must misplaced him.
Yeah, or if, now if you're not able to come, I'd what, be disappointed,
I'll make other arrangements, or okay. I'll get by, get along without it.
Yeah, do you ever use the word shall? Mm. Would you say I shall be disappointed?
Yeah, well, yes.
Or does that sound too old to, or what?
That hardly ever heard that used back in my younger days. I'd be disappointed, something to that effect, but didn't say I shall be.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use that word shall?
Well, yes, some, not too much.
Okay. Well, you say, anytime you can come over, we'll be what to see you?
We'll be glad to see you, or...
Okay.
Glad to have you.
Okay.
Come.
Would you use the word proud?
Yeah, we'd be proud to see you. Lots of people use that word, be proud to see you.
Okay. Now, the boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like he was seriously interested in her. You say that he was what?
Well, let's see, I was trying to think back, so. Go back to one of the old expressions that.
Yeah.
Yeah, people say he's pretty sweet on her.
Okay. Okay. What about, you say, court?
Yeah, he's courting her right along. There's several different expressions. As I said, some people say he's pretty sweet on her.
Yeah.
Or he's courting her right, pretty close, mm-hmm. right along.
Okay. And in this case, he'd be called her... her what?
He'd be called a sweetheart in younger days, older days, they'd say sweetheart. Nowadays, you know, they'd say boyfriend.
Okay. And she'd be called his...
sweetheart in
okay.
older days.
What about now?
Nowadays, well, his girlfriend.
Okay. And boy came home with lipstick on his collar. You say that he'd been
naked.
Okay. Okay, any other word?
No, that's about the first thing that pops in people's mind about that. She lipstick on a man's clothing, you know, and say, he's been naked.
Okay. So if he asked her to marry him and she didn't want to, you'd say that she did what?
Turned him down.
Okay. Any other questions?
Or refused to accept his...
Okay. What about jilted him or... threw him over, or
showed him? Well, now if they'd been keeping company with one each other for a good long while, then it all broke off with a sudden. They say she jolted him, or she dumped him.
You say she what?
Dumped him.
Okay.
Or jolted him.
Okay. If she didn't turn him down, you say that they went ahead and got
married.
Okay. Any funny ways of saying that?
Got tied up.
Okay.
That used to be a great expression. So-and-so got tied up.
Okay.
Use that expression for the place of the word marriage, you know.
Do you ever hear something the broomstick or the broom?
Yeah. They say a couple of maybe if a couple got married sort of on the quiet, you know, not much said about it, or you hear old people talk about it and say, so-and-so jumped the broomstick.
Oh, yeah?
That was an expression representing marriage, you know, sort of a quiet marriage.
Uh-huh.
Jumped the broomstick.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that's standing up there with the groom, he'd be called
the best man.
Okay. And the woman that's standing up with the bride?
Bridesmaid, I believe, right.
Okay. What about after a wedding, people would